Blog Talk Radio.
Doing good today. You know, I heard a different sound when I played my show. I play back the show. Like greater clarity. It's like certain internal adjustment needed to be made to let me or to let people hear a better sound. Because I used to make some like little guitar sound at the back of some of the tunes. And I could hardly hear it. But now when I listen to this playback from yesterday, it is a better stereo type of sound that amplify the sounds that is being picked up. Much more clarity. Sounds better, but the general tone was not so good at all. It seems like my mic was far away from me and all like that, and I didn't have my mic in a different setting than what I, you know, you could hear me clearer. This one sound like I'm in a what they call it, acoustic room or something like that. It's kind of dull. It wasn't bright. Anyway, we're going along. That's not my heaviest, concern. I noticed that things are really moving forward. I listen to the news, listen to what's going on. And I want to bring attention to something that it is obvious for everybody to see, but at the rate that these sodomite homosexual people behave, they are too out of civilization, as far as I can see. They have no conscience. They are living with their sodomite mentality that since they start talking 100,000 years ago, they have a mentality that don't care about nobody else but their sodomite, culture. You see that? Yeah, in other words, I can explain very clearly what happened 100,000 years ago that began them talking. It's the problem that they write about in the Bible about the fall of man on the talking serpent. If you don't know, I'm telling you. It's a long time ago, so if you're not reading, you can't be in touch with that. Because that's why I know it's because I'm reading. I never hear anybody talk about it. But it is true. Because if you're reading, you will come upon the information. Especially in the world, it's a textbook. They can't dodge. They can't hide it. You see? And other sources that talk about it, it's not easy for someone who is not reading to know what is being talked about anyway. Although you're not hearing it on radio and things like that, but it's in the press. And if you are reading certain kind of information, you will come upon it because people are out there talking a lot of things. And they are true. Some people are lying, but some people are about telling the truth too. The other point I want to show to you, that these white people are like, they have a mentality of the dogs that they fuck. Really? Because even though they say dogs are, I don't know who come up with that my dog is man's best friend. I don't know where to get that from and why. You know, because there are a lot of other animals that are good friends to people, like the dolphins and, some other, even lion. I think Mike Tyson has, a lion, and, some people have some of these dangerous wild animal tamed and make them good friends. Yeah. But what I want to show you is that our situation is grave. We hybrid African people. It's hard to learn proper things for a lot of people, even myself. Not to all that critical. I am more technical about talking, using words on my level, right? I am observant, but I wasn't always, because I was in the church from I was Christian and paying only attention to that. And you're talking about when I turn adult. My mind is retarded too. You know what I mean? It's just that it was on a certain frequency where I didn't get fanatical like some of my own Christian brethren. No, because all I was sensitive enough to hear a voice in my head telling me to be careful reading words. Make sure that I understand what I read. It comes from, you know, my creator's making of my brain. And I happen to come up the quality type of DNA that make me up different from my other siblings them in a lot of ways. Well, that's not strange. That is all over the world where people are born. You know, that you have like six siblings and stuff like that, and you all resemble each other, but psychologically, you have a lot of differences. All right, but what I want to tell you is that it's something strange in the world that we are walking every day and see. Because if you go anywhere you go in the West Indies Islands, white people are there honing the best of everything that is there. White people. Why? Why is that? I didn't know. White people do anything and get away with it. It's like they are the opposite, the gods that set up every known good things on planet Earth. They are the opposite. They are the devil that destroy these things that are set up, the gods set up on Earth. But guess what? You and I have grown up in what is called AD Anadamani. And what's this? How old are you today? Because I want to show you why our brain is retarded, right? And atrophy, ebbing, and erosion pile up into foolishness like Christmas and Easter. We take that for like a joke. No, but it's the destruction of our brain we're looking at. Believing Christmas and Easter is, these are the sodomite homosexual them stuff what them teach us. Okay? And then we are far removed away from the awareness of our creation. They write a Bible, Adam and Eve, and that's what we know. No, that's stinking filth psychologically. Yeah. And they are looking at us every day and know that they have duped us with their bad blood. And over 100,000 years, we have diminished to having our brain, cerebrum, cerebellum, like I just tell you. We are retarded on the kind of stuff that we don't know is shocking. Because how can we even have, those of us, a whole lot of us, have PhDs? And we read the Bible with all them unanswered stories and believe them. We believe them. And the white people laugh and feel good and mix themselves up with us like we are the same. We were created by the same God. And have mercy, we're not. We are not. And they can take harmony where they steal from us and have dominion over all of the African countries. They go into every one of them, as far as I can see, and they scrape up every little wealth that they can find. That's right. They don't have no conscience at all. These batty fuckers. You see what I mean? And they operate at such a level where they are untouchable, man. White people, as far as we are concerned, they are untouchable. They're doing the nastiest thing and dressing up like they are the best civilized people that didn't wear clothes 100,000 years ago. How do we get over this kind of a society that we're living in? Something got to happen to us. Something good got to happen to us. Which means we have to look at our origin and where we're coming from. And those of us who don't care about that, we won't know anything. Right? So we will just perish. And you think that, you know, God is going to take you to heaven and because you go to church and stuff like that. Church is not something that connects you with any God at all. Jesus never existed. And when I tell people this and say, call me and make we talk, you think they're coming and make we talk? No, you're not going, no. You're going to always have white supremacists holding that retarded mind of yours right way there, where it's at, and declining more and more. How much more do you think your brain can retard? You know, right now, I think you can, there's too much, well, you're not sensitive to how retarded your mind is right now. But where is the kingship for our government? Africa was the kingship headquarter in the world, to rule the world. And if you read the Bible, you will see something like that when these sodomite people writing about God create Adam and Eve and the power that he gave to them. You see, they want us to think like, oh, you know, this God is a real God and Adam and Eve, you know, he created Adam and Eve and all that. That's what these psychopathic, sodomite white people doing. And we are here where you live at. You know, which of us really own anything and live in good? You know, if you did, how many years you work and stuff like that? I mean, if anybody tell you that, you know, as an African person, indigenous person, you only hear certain title, you are being called certain title, but you don't know why. You do not know why. Now, how can you have origin and you don't know why? When I was going to church, like at about 11 or 12 years old, in Jamaica, I was telling a friend of mine that there is one thing my leader, church pastor, said back then that I remember today. I mean, although, you know, I thought this gentleman was a good teacher for us, because we don't know nothing else, but I was trying to show my cousin that, look here, my cousin is a leader, is a Christian preacher now too. So I'm telling him what I remember from the leader of the church, bishop or deacon or whatever they call him, that I have great respect for that man, because that's, you know, he was like somebody clean and decent and disciplined. But I was trying to tell my cousin that the only thing I learned and remember from that man telling us things I always remember it to when I turn, like, you know, I still remember it today. However, what it meant to me from that time until I turn adult and begin to read and get conscious of things, I said, is when I started to read now, I realized that what he told me was baloney. Was nonsense. It's the opposite. Because guess what? You see, the church that we belong to is established by these white sodomite folks. And they have their thing against us long time, 100,000 years ago. That's when their bad blood get into our system. And gradually over these many, many, many thousands of years, our generation go retarded and nobody don't find out until we become a new creature. You see, like what they talk about? In Christ, you're a new creature. That's what they meant. We don't worth nothing. Okay? That's the church for you. That's Christianity for you. And you love it so because guess what? Your mind is all shut off from logic and all the real spiritual things, knowledge that you have to have. All you know is about believing and having faith in where you believe. And none of it don't amount to one truth. You see? And now you're going to see, you know, perilous time, you know, around us right now. If you're looking around, you will see. You don't have a government that deals with civilized way of life that you call religion. No, they talk about church, but church is the faggot stuff, homosexual stuff. And guess what? I was writing something today and post it, and after a while, I get a notice that came to me and was exhorting me to, like, try to peaceful thing. And what I wrote, what they show me what I wrote, that's what the world needs to know. Because these white people, we think that they're charming, they're good, they're nice. But you don't know how many of us they kill. How many Chinese they kill? How many Indians they kill? Do you know? No, look at them. Look at them. Look at these white people who say they have court oaths. They have everything that they think, you know, the society needs. No, that's not true. Now, you'd have to read the world history textbook, let's say, at least the way I have read it, and what I find out about these white people in the world history textbook. You think the world history textbook is just the right textbook? It has good information, but if you don't read widely and know that these white people who say them are government are not government. If they were government, they wouldn't be talking about a D and a Domini in the year of our Lord Jesus. And Jesus don't exist nowhere, except I don't want to tell you where that the Jesus exists. And these white people, I ain't going to tell you that. But how much do we believe in Jesus? You think about that. I mean, I grew up, I can tell you. And, hey, my head was almost no different from some of the animals them out there. Because I didn't know anything else. I didn't come to where my eye get open and I'm reading and I can see and discern and put things together. I wouldn't know. I would still be believing whole nonsense that don't make no sense, but that's all I know. I would be living off it. You see what I mean? So the point is, when you're under a wrong concept, you see, if you don't understand what I'm saying, all right, give you an analogy. When you forget something, it's like it don't exist. Okay? Something that you should be carrying with you today, you forget it. And you didn't find out, based on what that thing is, you don't find out that you don't have that stuff that you should carry with you. But you felt for hours you don't realize that you don't have this stuff, something that you're going to need at a certain time. And you didn't know that you don't have it. Now, when you didn't realize that you don't have it, it's a sensory app, a sensory thing. You know, that you have the thing and at a certain point you did remember before you leave certain spot, you did remember, but then when you leave you forget it. And you travel distance away from it now. And then you may get a setback based on what you need to do. What I'm trying to say to you, how come you didn't remember? You have a brain. It works a certain kind of way. So if your memory is, if you don't alert yourself so that you can't forget it, remind yourself so you can't forget it, you can forget it and it's like nothing happened. You go in and get into a bad experience because you forget something that you should have and thing going to maybe spoil on you. You know what I mean? So what I am saying to you is that we who are born in what they call AD and a Domini, we think is a nice thing. These white people, because guess what? They have done something to our brain. 100,000 years ago, our blood has been affected. And if you don't want to swallow that, look upon that and say, go find out if it's true. It's difficult for a lot of people to understand what I'm saying. Because we are what these white people made of us. Okay? And it means that our brain is altered. That's what I'm trying to say to you. How easy you think that is? Well, how many years as an adult I live and didn't know that? So then talking to you now may, you know, listen to me. And if you can understand what I'm saying, I know people out there understand what I'm saying. I know a lot of people may have a hard time understanding what I'm saying, right? So I'm saying now that our brain that learns from we are kids and grow up, you know, we're going to become an adult if nobody don't tell us anything else, is what those people taught us from a child. We grow up into an adult and we think that way. You see what I mean? And by me talking right now, some people will be sad to hear what I'm saying because they understand what I'm saying. Those who still like black out what I'm saying because there are too many gaps or things in what I'm saying, they don't understand, they don't make no sense of it, right? I'm sorry about that. You know, if I create something to block what you're trying to understand, then that's unfortunate. But I'm not trying to do none of that. That's why, you know, I open arms, you know, tell people, call me at 347-850-1358. You know what I mean? I all the time, I put it out for, like, people to call me. I mean, I always like to call people on radio and talk to them. But now, I wish that people would call and talk because it would do good, you know. But people are running away from what I'm saying. And what do I talk about? Civilization, humanity, right? So people cannot entertain that because, you know, they are on a different speed in their mind and on their attention is something else. But I feel good to tell experience that I had to be highly conscious to have this type of awareness. Because I don't have a mind to be anything else but as good as I can be. And therefore, I know it is difficult for me to grow up this way. It was not a very happy kind of life. You see what I mean? And to shun the kind of contamination that's around you. No, it's usually people and their body, their flesh and stuff like that, and the fun that you can have that keeps you put. You see? And you're not going to have that spiritual uplift and looking up to where things are greater and greater realization. You don't think in those kind of ways because there are a lot of people out there. All they want is to smoke and drink and drunk and stuff like that. Now, the problem that I am trying to get across is that, you know, life passes away real easy. You look and see how much airplanes are falling out of the sky. You look and see each year how many big passenger planes falling out of the sky with, you know, a big number of people. And if you notice, when they broadcast these kind of things that happen out there, they just refer to it as loss of life, you know. Like, I mean, 150 people, you know, perish. All of them perish. Depending on, you know, you know, I've flown a few times. And I remember when I came to America, I had reason to go to, I think, Baltimore to do some transaction. And I can tell you, when I was coming back on the plane, that plane was you know, having some problems. It could easy because that pilot was a good pilot. He could really fly that plane. However, you know, it could happen easily that it was something that he wasn't able to manage. But he was a champion, you know, pilot. He handled perfectly to make us have a safe ride, flight. Right? So what I'm saying to you is that easy to lose your life, even though you're healthy and well. If you don't delight into quality living, well, you waste your time thinking about all the other things because you're going to dress up and somebody's going to admire you and, oh, you have this guy or that girl and all them kind of thing. You see what I mean? And that's where your life is at. You see? And that's what you're living for. I'm not living for that. I'm living to have a higher perception of the world that I'm living in. And somebody would scoff at that and say, you know, you can go on from there. And yeah, that's the way, that's the way their brain is tuned up to behave, right? And they don't really care about how easy you can be deprived of an opportunity you have to make you a better person. They don't care about that. They don't want to be a better person. You see, and everything is about them having a shower and get clean and go out and attract somebody else. They want somebody to, you know, to like them, to do something, you know, for their attraction. And that's not what life is for. You know, life is for having a companion, male and female, you know, not the sodomizing. That's why there is a problem now with sodomite, with homosexuals. Because they, like I was telling you, their attitude is like worse than dogs right now. And what I'm telling you is true, and whether you like it or not, you know, pick your choice. But I'm telling you that white people we are adjusted to accepting them the way we see them, because we don't know no better. But if you read and understand where they come from, you don't think to ask them where they come from because they say they are American. And you accept that they are American. And you think that you are prejudiced, you know, color prejudice and all them kind of thing. You don't remember that these people are the KKK. You don't think about that. But it is to the degree that I'm telling you that we are adjusted to these foul, foul, sodomite white people them that never did have, they never talk, they never have clothes, they never wear clothes 100,000 years ago. Look at where we are today. So unless you want to know the way the psychological experience as come along to where we are, and we are conformed to things that we are forced to conform to, because nobody don't teach us a higher grade of thought. You see, I am here, I'm talking because of a problem with white people. We didn't go and do nothing to them. They come to us and decide that, okay, we got you now, you know. And they decide that they are the generals. They are the ones to say
how the world is supposed to be. They're going to kill you. They're going to do all kind of stuff. And look at how nasty they are to say they are a government, and it's not true, and they love it. Now, I am saying, no, you know, look here. You got to go back where you come from. Oh, but they don't know what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? But if you begin to think that white people come here and you have to be careful because you probably have somebody who they just knock out, gone, and stuff like that. And all of the traffic that, you know, and the way the country is organized, because hardly nobody's safe. You know, you may be safe to a certain degree, but, hey, overall, we don't have a government. When I say don't have a government, it is not because there is not a government, organized government in America. But you would think, say, well, then, since these white people come here as criminals and kill us with their bad disease blood, you think, say, well, then, all right, they have a right to say they are American. You don't, you can't, your mind don't stretch psychologically to begin to observe from, let's say, 100 years ago. Now, these people are here 400 years in America. And where they come from, come here. They want to just tell you that they're American, but they don't care about where they come from because that's not, anywhere they go, they're going to call themselves by the name of the place because they don't want to use their color to ID them. You see what I mean? So anywhere they go, they take on the name of the African people. That's what they do. Where they are coming from, that's what they are trained to do. You see? And they learn all this type of knowledge to make them have the hedge over you and keep on dogging you with them fucking ass old culture. Bring it to condition us to be faggots. Okay? Now, the point is, it's a good thing they don't have, the key thing they have are weapons. And the attitude of trying to kill you. Yes. And then you see they behave like, oh no, they're not into that. They're not into kill. But who come here? And we always look at the white people them out in the open outdoors. But we don't look on the federal government. You mostly think that the federal government take care of this and take care of that. You don't know they are the one or the KKK them. Look at the Republican and the Democrats. Look how they behave. You see, they are for the same cause, but they operate like the opposite. That diversity that they're using on us to make us feel like it's something legit. This is not no legit government, nothing. Wrong emulation. They are emulating what they have learned from quite a few hundred years ago. Because they see the way the indigenous, the gods, the polytheism gods, they see how they operate, what they do, and that they learn from. You look into the world, it's textbook, and you see that. They, back then, in the latter BC era, they were calling their makeshift emperor gods. They make their own gods, these white people. Okay? And since it's only us here now, to carry on kingship government, or they find a way to take over and push us aside. So, you know, it is because we lose our mental power. Why? We don't know Wagwan. We fall out of accountability and administration. And going to school, see, they quick time are over a period of time. You see, they take over all of the institution that the God set up here for us as kings. Yeah, and run the world for how many hundreds of thousands of years? Kingship. And now all we have is dog shit, as it were. If you just get your attention away from looking at, you know, certain societal beauty or something like that, because there's a lot to distract people. But the point is, if you can't see the big picture and don't see that these people, it's not just America, they come and dog us. It's everywhere. Now, aren't us idiots when we think that, oh, we only have America to deal with? Because you can't see what they're doing in all of these other places. I mean, look at what they did to Saddam. Look at what they did to Saddam. They only kill Saddam because they want the wealth that is there. Nothing else. Because, see, they even get us to help him, Colin Powell. Right? Yeah. Look at Colin Powell. Colin Powell did the unthinkable as an indigenous person. He helped George Bush to kill Saddam. You imagine about that. And who tell the tales that there was no weapon of mass destruction? Tony Blair, the Englishman. He come out and say, but he condoned killing him. You see what I mean? So whatever make him talk that there was none, it's just like the way good nature works. Make him talk and make certain people will like knowing, get to know it, right? And not be oblivious to Wagwan. So yes, he came out and he talked and said that there was no weapon of mass destruction, but they were right to kill the man. It doesn't make any sense at all. But the point, who put these white, sodomite, white people, them fucking dogs and fuck man's ass off? That's what they do. And don't go on like, this guy is like, oh my gosh, like, what's wrong with him? No, it's what's wrong with you. And your fuzzy thinking, because, hey, didn't Obama use the court to, and the so-called constitution, to make two men marry each other? Because now it's like the way it has been. They are crying out. They want to, you know, marriage thing. Why they didn't have marriage in a Europe? Why they weren't a million and a half years? Why they weren't marrying each other up there? No, they weren't talking. They didn't have clothes. But now they learn things. And how they learn it? They never learned it when they were over there by themselves, can't talk. They didn't. Now, you want to tell me now that I must be afraid of these guys? I must be afraid of them? No, not in my lifetime. They have every means to kill everybody in America. But I tell you what, there is a lot above them. And I know that. So therefore, I don't have any reason to be afraid of them when I use my mind to think of something better, right? That's more worthwhile. I'm not caving into these fucking asshole idiots. They are marrying two men, and we are afraid of them, and don't know who they are, and they do it in front of us, do it to us too. And they want to prove to us that, look, they are going to bend us. You don't know that, I'm telling you. That's true. These white, doggish, white, wherever, you know, I mean, yeah, they are proving something to us, that they are higher than us. Okay? They get to the point where they make laws. They make laws for themselves. They don't care about what the gods did make. And the Ten Commandments are nothing like that. They, anything they want, they make it about. They have lawmakers to make laws. That's their world. Take the fucking stuff back to Europe. I'm going to do it out there. That's their land. 1.5 million years ago, that's where they rest. They left Africa and go there. Go there. Because we are not sodomites, and hell, it's time to get rid of them. You know what I'm saying? It's time to get rid of these dog fucking white people. Okay? Because they think that because they don't, it's only their government that says government. And it's not never, ever government. Because what they do on this planet Earth that benefits us, besides kill us off. And I want to tell you something. If I live a day, I'll worth more. Really. Because guess what? I didn't cheapen myself to just follow this status quo and let these sodomite, KKK, and what they, well, all of what they is, have their way. No. No. When I grow up reading the Bible about Jesus and thought convincingly it was true. No, it was, it took a certain type of attention to realize it wasn't true. It's not a good experience. Okay? And when I see two indigenous men on a, you know, on the TV, and they are having their sermon on the kind of stuff that they're talking. They're talking about Jesus for real. They mean it. They don't know anything else. Now, I look at that and think of myself. I know how wrong it is. And they're talking about what St. Paul says about the woman keeps silent in the church. You see, and it's all about Adam coming off Adam and Eve in a garden, and not in a gutter. So blindness to your art comes from the lack of your perception to know when something is right from when it's wrong. And that's what these white people, that's where they want us to be, where we have no sense at all. So, no. No. I have to tell it, tell the truth. I grow up and find, and when I read I can identify this pencil. The color is red. You know, or orange. If we cannot do that, you know what? We are allowing these hominid ape-like people. Well, that's what they are. They are apes. Not like apes. They are apes. Hominid. And they are forever using their title on us, saying and drawing us together like we and them are the same God. Look, the World History textbook tell you that these folks were not created by anybody. But just like you see a lot of creatures out there, and they can, we can only think that, you know, God, you know, make these things. God, what God? God of the Bible. Well, what about those who think about the Elohim and what the Elohim gods have done? You know, they come with Jesus and I tell about Jesus. And you don't know places in the Bible that tell you that Jesus never existed, but you don't read that. You only read the portion where saying Jesus walked on the Sea of Galilee. And not in Augusta. The Bible tells you that Jesus didn't become a king, right? But they are saying he did exist, but him didn't want to be a king. Him didn't want God to make him die for your sin. You don't read those places in the Bible? Oh, my gosh. But it don't make no sense to us, because what? Our brain is retarded from we were very young and going to Sunday school. I mean, who's going to turn back your mind to start thinking sober? You see what I mean? So, what I'm trying to tell you is that the way looks dark, but for me, it's not dark. Because once I am seeing light at the end of the tunnel, I know the darkness is not affecting me in the way where I think that, oh, I'm doomed now and stuff like that. No, because I have light. I'm seeing that there is something different than these old bunch of garbage that we are subjecting ourselves to. And I know that without the right knowledge, we are going to die and perish into these sodomite type of establishments, because they do everything to make it acceptable for people to advance and can do this and can do that. That's what they do, and that's what they work after, to have the wealth and everything in their hand and lead people into captivity. That's what they're doing. So once you develop knowledge to know, they don't have a chance. They can never get you in a church. You see? But as long as they're going to tell you that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light, and you don't know no better, they have you. They got you. Now, if you know how big a population we are over these white people, they cannot match our number. So why is it that it's difficult? Because they pit us apart. Chinese mind their own business. Indian mind their own business. And everybody else mind their own business. Except the white people. The white people them stick together. I mean, you have some certain circumstance where they will fight each other. But, hey, you're talking about they never used to fight each other. They all were fighting us and killing us. They joined together. But now a lot of mixture, a lot of things kind of change up, you see. So they have to resort to other way to, like, adjust themselves, because they have to be adjusting themselves to look like they are civilized. That's what they're doing. That is what they're doing, because they don't want, they know if they don't do that, they would be extinct if they don't do it. Because civilization, they cannot kill. The gods set that up on earth 450 years ago, 450,000 years ago. That's what I mean to say. Okay? And we can go on and do what we're doing until we're dead. The time, the celestial time, is not like our time, okay? All those planets above, we will have to expose ourselves to understand what kind of world we live in. And if you don't want to know about it, these white people are around us to take every pin away from you. Now, I am telling you that AD Anno Domini is nonsense. And that's what they're using to control the world. Yes. That's what they're using to control the world. And, you know, they keep on unplugging my mic because they can do it. They have done it maybe going 50 times now. Okay? And they can't make me get angry and do vile things. Right? I'll tell you about their nastiness. And it will sound like that's what I'm doing. But no. You call a person by what they are, and they can't deny it's them. You see, these are faggots. You see it in the Bible, and see them now ruling the world. All kind of people in the Bible trying to kill the clean people, them. Right? And they go and tell them, we want to fuck their ass off. They go to Lot and tell them. They want those two men to fuck them. And they are writing an offering that, oh, Lot, you know, was terrified, and he has two daughters, and Harper is two daughters to them. And they say, no, we don't want your daughter. We want to fuck these two guys at all. In the Bible, Genesis 19. And you just like, well, then I'm talking, you know, profane things. No, these folks make up church to make you go there and make you feel like, oh, you have a connection with Jesus. These people never know nothing about Jesus at all. Gosh, man. You know, listen to me. I'm going to tell the truth. And you know what? So let it be. So let it be. If they can't find a way to make a life for themselves, if they have to use us, go everywhere we are, and they are among us because they don't have anything for themselves, and they need us. You see? And they will never have enough. You see what I mean? So they want to condition us to stay where they can always have wealth and we don't have anything. As long as nobody defeats my argument, I'm pure, I am clean. Yeah. Let me tell you something. Let's go here. On the day of the new year, the king has high priest the ceremonies kingship. friendship celebration day. No, this sounds like doesn't make any sense, because these white people spread the church of Jesus into our brain in such a way that we would have to go through a transformation, an awakening, to re-educate ourselves. It's not easy to see the world in the state that it's in, and we cannot help each other. When the world celebrates Mary, the mother of Jesus, and these are the homosexual kinds of things that they are using on us, and you read about them in the World History textbook, and you don't know it's them because they're not using their name. When they talk about one of the names that they popularize is they popularize they popularize Jesus. And they popularize a whole lot of fantasy island foolishness. People accept, and now they can't accept anything else because their brain is doomed. Gone too retarded, you know, distressed with atrophy, you know, pure artificial kind of stuff they gravitate to. Yeah. And they're ready to destroy you when you're trying to stop what they're doing. And you're not doing anything that is wrong. But these folks are, when we become so retarded that they are, we come to the Western world. We leave them up in Europe. Pass. You know, leave Africa and come to the Western world. And they follow us. They follow us to learn civilized ways and to kill us after that and take away what we have and say it's theirs. That's what they have done, right? But some day would come when they are fenced around by civilization, and there is no way for them to get out, and they don't realize how they have tied themselves around with circumstances they can't get out of, right? And they will perish at their own doing. Yeah. And for us to think about why we are alive, it's difficult because of what they have done. Because how many of the African people are in doubt of everything? It's hard. It's hard. And people think that, oh, they are thinking the right thing, but they won't face the book to prove whether they are facing the right thing. All right. Now, I know the sweetness of what I can prove that I think about. Kingship Celebration Day. On the day of the new year, the king as high priest, the ceremonies. On that day only, alone, the innermost star room he entered before the Ben offerings he put. To benefit the second region, Ray all manner of means gave. What do I know that you do not know? The Father his Son asked. Then all manner of knowledge, except that of the dead receiving to Ray, he gave as a great one of the 12 high celestial Ta Terei, the constellation sign of the ram allotted. Yes. The water flow of Happy, the land's great river, Ta, for Re and his people regulated. Abundance in the fertile soil quickly came. Mud and cat came, what was this? Mud and cattle proliferated. This could be mud, eh? Seems like mud. Mud and cattle proliferated. By the success of the second region, the leaders were encouraged, the third region, to establish. They proceeded. To make it a domain of Inanna, as she was promised, they decreed. As befits the mistress and a region, a celestial constellation to her was assigned. Before and with her brother, Yuta, the station, the twins she shared. Henceforth, as a gift from Ninarsak, her constellation of the maiden, to Inanna was allotted. In the 868th year, according to the earth year count, was Inanna so honored. Now that is talking about something that we don't know about in the church. This is far, far beyond this uncivilized environment that we live in here, that hardly any human on the earth know what civilization is. All right. Let's go to another section of this this section of a piece of information that explain what white people are doing. No matter how you see they dress up and fancy up the world and things like that, you don't know where white people are coming from and why they become so diverse and why you everybody turn fool and don't know where you are really going. You don't know what life is all about because they make sure we do not know. All right? And remember how we get where we are. It's not that they work hard to get where we are. It's that if they work hard, it's killing us to get where we are today so that they can have what they, you know, what they can have everything that we had. Yeah. That's where it's at right now. Okay? That's they work at that very hard, and they succeed. I mean, to such a dimension that there hardly anybody who understands where these people come from, what they do, but they are in history, and if you want to know, you can read about them, okay, in the World History textbook. You will know where they come from and what they are all about. All right, let me read some of this here for you to let you know. When our people were in America and mining our own business, they were out there planning what to do to us. That's what they were doing. And now they are here and we turn fool. Well, if you think I am somebody who would just shut up and let them do what they're doing, no, I'm seeing way beyond them. I'm praying to the gods to help us. That's all I know we need. You know, because, you know, I mean, a lot of wrongs are going to be removed. You see? Wrongs in general must be removed and the good way of life be established. Okay? These white people, you don't think that they're chasing us out of our own place. So that means if we don't develop intellect and let them get the scourging, okay? Because the words, the right words, the truth and the life, they can't stand, right? And that's what we ought to know. I seek that. I seek to know. I seek to know so that I'm going to dictate the terms of what we are supposed to be about. Now, in addition to the deadly impact, talking about they killing us, talking about white people killing the ethnic people, right? They come here to do it, and they're still here. They're still here. Okay? So the point is, what they have as a secret of power, it's being taken away. You see? Because as long as you believe what they say they're doing, and you obey them, that's it. Take it away from them. And this is what is happening. They are even putting themselves in the position to be a castaway. Because right now, they were nothing. They are still nothing but criminals and sodomites. And now we want them out, and they will go out and walk in their own two legs. They will go out. That is if, you know, they don't get obliterated before that would even happen. The gods, they are the ones to fear, right? And see, if you don't pay them any attention, they leave you to suffer. But if you turn to them when you have problems, they can solve. They will solve it. And that's the way I see it right now. So these people have been killing us in such a way, and people have been writing and storing the kind of things that they have been doing us over hundreds of years. All right. And this is, they have a thing, you know, they kill so many of us. We are just, I mean, thrown away into Holocaust. Now, we don't go anywhere to do them anything, you know, but they come and kill us without number. You understand that? And you still have those of us who feel good about them. You see, feel good about them. You see, and you could be talking some truth and let them run away from you, but no. No, you don't know nothing about that. Well, I'm telling you whether you want to know or not, but those who want to hear will hear. All right, it's all about, you know, counting the dead. And it's not white dead is being counted, is the African hybrid people. You see, so many of us they kill, right? So that this feature is saying, in addition to the deadly impact of diseases, wars, and genocide, Thornton has emphasized many indigenous nations in what is today the United States were removed. You see that? They come here where we are minding our own business and they decide they want our country to be theirs. These fucking stinking white people. That's what they do. And here we are behaving like nothing happened. White fucking stinking ass people that come from upper Europe, they can come now and fasten themselves in everywhere African hybrid people settle themselves. Any part of the planet, they're coming there because they what? They want to fuck your asshole and they want you to fuck some asshole yourself. That's what the Bible is about. They can't stand it. They can't stand this fact. But why they come here? They come here to kill us and to spread fucking asshole all over the world. That's what they do. Well, you know what? The God has something about that. They don't want it here either. Okay? So, the gods have terminal power. And all we need to do is do the right thing. Do the right thing, right? And when the time of judgment come, you are not condemned, you see. All right. So, they feel good about killing us and they don't see anything happening to them. Well, no more than so when we have some tornadoes and hurricane and stuff like that. But everybody is basically getting a touch of that. But they don't care. They're still going on with their thing. They don't care because they're sodomites. They're no different from dogs. You see what I mean? They mate with dogs. That's why, you know, they have something going on. But we won't understand. Now, you see some African people walk dogs too, you know. I mean, they get friendly with dogs too, man. Come on. They're killing us. All right. And so, they come here and rearranging America. We, about, what, some 12 million people in America back in time, right? And they come here and decide that we are nobodies. We nobody. And they're going to take charge of everything, government and things like that. AD Anadamani, my God. Do you know what AD Anadamani is? These dog fucking white people make that and say it's government. Okay? A.D. Anadamani, they make a Jesus to Dickens and talk about Jesus, die for your sin and all that. They know it's not true that these bitches, fucking ass people, they come here to take us down. And basically, a lot of us are down. I am not down. Whatever I suffer as a child, I deal with it for a long time until, you know, I'm getting over. I'm getting over, right? So here is the alarming thing at the rate that people come where we are and kill us, and we behave like nothing don't happen, and we believe in the Jesus what them teach you about. They come where we are and do the most criminal thing, and we behave like, and we go to church. The same church that them make up for it. We go there, and when they come in there and kill so many of us still, they come and eulogize us and everything. And we go on like nothing don't happen. So how retarded are we? You know, I mean, that's like about 90% retarded, man. You know what I mean? Because they expect that we must bow down to them. Well, really? Yeah. But they won't realize until they realize. Yeah, because they think that we are not, we can't survive what they do to us. They'll find out how much we can survive, much more than they do, because we have creators that created us, right? And as long as we realize that they come here and rob us of who we are and teach us to deny our own existence with the Bible, whenever we get over that, they're going to find out they're no more. They are no more. All right, so here are some of the things that they have been doing us, and you have scholars who have been writing the history and penned what they, the kind of life that they subject the indigenous people in America to. So they begin to remove us from one location to the other, disperse us, concentrated or forced to migrate at least once after contact with Europeans or Americans. And he has observed that the forced removal of over 100,000 indigenous people, areas west of Mississippi River, during the first half of the 19th century, directly resulted in significant loss of life. Moreover, such removals, and relocations destroyed indigenous people's way of life, which resulted in substantial additional loss of life. You hear that? Other devastating results on included assaults, included Spanish missions. The Spanish missions in California, Florida, and Texas. The U.S. government's attempt to make Plains Indians into cattle ranchers and Southern Indians into American farmers. Efforts by churches and governments to undermine Indian religious, governmental, and kingship system. See, all I've been telling you what they do, right? And these are all the things that they do. We don't go anywhere and touch them at all, you know. They come here and do us all these things. I mean, kill. If you don't see that these people are animals and not humans, and they're begging to recognize them as human beings, do you imagine that? Do you imagine that? No, I mean, stop sleeping. The often deliberate destruction of flora and fauna that that American Indians use for food and other purposes. The near extinction of the buffalo. See what I mean? You see? So they work on everything to kill us off. And we still hear and allow them to be talking about America is great and they're going to make America great again and all this kind of stuff. And how many of us is in this country? Like, you know, I mean, a whole bunch of million of us in America. And we allow these things to float on and go along. We're trying to exist, you know, between the raindrops. All right. And so, widespread starvation and malnutrition. Why are we suffering all of these things and we didn't go anywhere and create no problem for anybody? Why? Because these folks come from their faggot, I mean Europe, where they are for 1.5 million years, and decide that, you know, they do something to us. We know our brain is no more good. They can angle us and take everything we have. And that's why they did. They come here. And we don't have no sense because they put them bad blood inside of us somewhere and now we perishing. Those of us who don't get no help will perish until we are dead. And so, this is telling you that widespread starvation and malnutrition malnutrition and the deleterious forced labor, alcoholism, the demoralization and despair, declining fertility and other factors also contributed to the indigenous Holocaust. My friend, we don't do these people nothing. And they come here and make it seem like, oh, we come here and do them something. It doesn't make any sense that we put aside the history that tells us they come here just the other day. Have mercy on us, man. Have mercy on us. So, I want to thank you for listening and do whatever you're pleased to do with yourself. I mean, remember, it takes a lot for us to recuperate from this big worldwide mess with these people talking about they're ruling the world. And it's not true. Not even close. They have nothing to do with government, nothing at all. And it's just for us to, you know, to meet face to face. But the truth is going to be, you know, eventful. These white people, they will perish. Ain't no joke about that. And so I leave this with you, and I hope that you are benefited by something I said. Take good care. We'll see how well
Yes, for sure. Fools die for want of wisdom. How many don't care about when they die or how they die and stuff like that? But some people enjoy life. They want life to be good for themselves and other people. Other people, they're just like animals where, you know, people kill them and eat them or something like that. But human beings are not like that. These people want to be called human beings, you know, these white people. You know what I mean? And they talk about America and our country. You hear them say that all the time? Oh, that to let you know, look at the condition of the history that we experience. And if you can see that these people are dragon, then, you know, they already done the job on your brain and you can't come back. But, you know, we're going to survive.
Thank you. got to build a better nation. Clean up Jah creation. Or there will be no future for you, you and me. The lips of the righteous, it teaches many. But fools die for want of wisdom. The rich man's wealth is ill-fitting. Fixation of the soul is vanity. Destruction of poor people is poverty. The poor man's wealth is in a holy, holy place.
Let's see.